This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Jean, and we are not alone because we are joined in the studio by Brett from The Laird and Renee from Thorn Harbour Health. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, dolls.
How are you doing?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a huge applause. You love that much. Of
was
course,
it for Renee or for me?
It was for both of you. Okay, I mean, cool. The trumpets were for Renee.
It was for Renee.
Thanks, Joel.
Now, we've dragged you guys in here because, not this weekend, but the weekend after, Northside Bazaar's kicking off.
NB.
Which is pretty massive. It's a huge fundraiser that we have done for years and years and years, and it's just been getting bigger and bigger.
How many years
bigger
has
bigger
it been, Dean?
Oh, well, let me check.
I want to say four.
I think it's six.
Oh, I was way off.
2011.
It does not say on the about page
like the
on the website.
It's the time we're taking over the street.
Well, because it used to be, Northside Bazaar used to be a massive fundraiser that happened for the then named VAC, now Thorn Harbour Health.
Yeah.
And Joy, us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the other
one.
And it used to just be in the Laird, and there would be like fundraising and selling and auctioning of people's used fetish gear. Thanks, Dean Beck.
And auctioning of people as well,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it used to be a bit of a slave market.
Yes.
But now it's expanded and gotten bigger, and there's a whole lot more that occurs.
We couldn't
now
do any more in the venue. We had to take over the street and the hall. It just had, there was no, if the event was going to just keep going, it was like, well, let's go crazy.
And that kind of happened. Was it 2 years ago that it kind of spilt out everywhere? Well,
this will be the fourth year on the street.
Really?
Yeah. And with the whole, yeah.
Because it just meshes together in my brain. I can't believe it's been that many. But tell our listeners, what is Northside Bazaar all about, guys?
Well, Northside Bazaar, I guess if you wanted to, in a nutshell, describe it, it's like a kinky street fair, sort of like a Baby Folsom, but in Melbourne.
Yeah.
For
the
listeners that don't know, it's got a kink edge, kink and fetish edge, but it's for the whole LGBTI community.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets that from being associated with the Laird Hotel, I guess, because of our kink and leather sort of vibe. But it's gone from what was definitely focused on that as a fundraising thing, and it's turned into a fundraising.
It does very much put the fun in fundraising.
It's now the fundraising is, it just happens anyway. It's the fact if we put on a great event, the fundraising happens by default, and it's just an awesome, fun event.
And I mean, it's great. And the fundraising huge. Like, there's a massive sausage sizzle. Mm. There's a baking competition that happens where all the sport teams.
Joel, it's not just a sausage sizzle this year. It's a bear.
I hear that Vic Bears are going hard.
Vic Bears are bringing it.
Stepped up. So it's not. Is it rolls then? Not just.
They
bread.
Know their way around a sausage. Those Vic Bears.
Gourmet sausage
at that.
All right. Yeah. So it's a barbecue that's happening. We've also another great little fundraiser that happens there is the Master Baker competition.
Excuse me?
Where the Master Baker competition. No, yeah.
I almost heard you wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, who knows? But filthy, Robbie. You're absolutely filthy. And we have a lot of inclusive sport teams here in Melbourne get together, and they do quite a bit of baking and get their baking and caking on and do a gold coin donation for anyone that wants some nibbles earlier on in the morning and to have a little bit of a snack with your coffee before the barbecue starts.
That's right.
And the winner of the best look and taste, which is judged, I think, by your mum last year.
Mum won't be joining us this year because she's homophobic now.
What the yes vote
done
to us.
She is still with us for the listener out there.
It's been quite a year for you then, Brandon.
I said a lot of bad things at Christmas. No, she's flying away, so Mum can't join us for that.
She had a ball last year during Northside Bazaar. She had an absolute great time. So that's another fundraiser, and there's some other small fundraising thing that happens. It's just tiny. It's a bloody massive auction.
Oh, the auction is huge. Well, and the auction has grown even bigger again this year, and we have so many huge things that people can come and bid on, but also get a bargain as well. Mm. So we have some pretty fancy wine and booze that's been donated.
Most people, that's fancy wine is what she just said. I'm just going to translate for her.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, fancy wine.
I really need men to talk for me. Thank you.
Oh, she bought it. She went there.
The queen has spoken. We also have things like hot air balloon flights. We have an entire wedding ceremony by a queer celebrant. We have all sorts of really massive things, pieces of artwork, some historical posters from
I've heard all about the posters. That's quite exciting.
So anything from as far back as the 80s of all of the old queer posters, Gay Day, which
Wow.
What Midsummer has become, carnival. So yes, some really great one-off unique things that you can bid on that you can't just buy.
The artworks are really good ones and those sorts of things. And there's the artwork from Mikey Elliott, who was the People's Choice in Men on Men Art Competition this year.
We have a Stuart Black piece.
Going back to 1991, a Stuart Black artwork from his Many Trees thing.
Really,
there's some great
artist.
Stuff. These wooden carved, you'll see them on social media soon, these carved wooden torsos, which are amazing. They look like they're done from some sort of Australian timber, and they are amazing torsos. Mm. It's just, there's some great stuff, really good.
And an auction, the auction is just also a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There's a whole bunch of different people hosting, and it's always, it's really exciting and nail-biting and fun to watch. One of my favourite bits of Northside Bazaar is the leather and treasure stall.
Oh, yeah.
How are donations coming along for everyone's second-hand
I have a car full of donations, I'm going to be honest.
Going good. Because we've branched out, I mean, it started off being leather. A leather.
I've got more
thing.
Treasure, to be honest.
This is in the pool room at the Laird. So this is not so much being auctioned, it's being sold in the little leather and treasure area in the pool room at the Laird. And it's branched out into more bric-a-brac stuff and all those other things. You've got something, you know, a nice vase, a sort of, you know, anything like that.
DVDs.
Pre-loved things.
Yeah.
Non-insertables. Any pre-loved non-insertables.
You can give us insertables, just to make sure they haven't packaging. Been up something first.
They've got to be straight from the packaging. But we could always do with more donations, and we've had some rubber donations because rubber's now in its third year and being big in Melbourne, so we're starting to get that sort of stuff. But we'd love more donations of gear and stuff. So really, go through your stuff. You can come along, donate some things, and you might come along, and then you might buy something to make you feel.
It's like the campiest garage sale you've ever been.
It is the campiest garage sale ever. But what is great, one of the things I love about the leather and treasure section is that what gets a whole chunk of people who are out for a bargain. They're at the very beginning.
It's like those garage sales on a Saturday, isn't it? There are people you say 8 o'clock, but they're there at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
And so the people are we're going straight for leather and treasure.
Now, for the listeners that we've got out here, the actual event is happening, not this weekend, but the weekend after, on Saturday, the 20th of October. It's midday to 7. Mm-hmm. It's going to be huge. It's going to be amazing. I hear the Eagle Leather Dunk Tank is going to be back.
Yes.
Oh, which is, so hopefully it's going to be quite a warm day. Otherwise, it's going to be freezing.
Yes.
And what do people do if they've got donations or stuff that they think, I mean, because it doesn't need to be anything massive. I do have a carload, but that's because I'm continuously cleaning out my home, but you could just have a little something that you've got that you'd like to donate. How can they do it?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So you can drop stuff off at the Laird, at Thorn Harbour Health, or at Joy here. So there's three locations you can drop things off, and we would love anything that you've got to give.
Yeah. I've got plenty.
Yeah, and if you can, and it doesn't matter if you
And I think most of it is actually stuff that I've gotten from Northside in previous years, so it'll just be re-gifting.
Yeah, and don't be scared to come into the Laird if you identify as female, and we're open. Just don't be afraid to walk in and just plonk something on the bar saying, I'm donating that for Northside Bazaar. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's we appreciate it. So
the great thing about leather and treasure as well is if you are maybe interested in exploring the kink community and leather and all of that there and you haven't bought anything yet, it's a great place just to get your first pieces.
The guys that are there helping out will help you fitting out and going, that looks great on you. That looks terrible on you.
Yeah. There's always been one of those wonderful spaces. The whole day, in fact, has been one of those wonderful spaces where it really just has this wonderful community vibe.
The bootblacks are in the corner as well, which, you know.
Even though people come with their kink on or express themselves however they are, it really just has this awesome energy of the whole community. I've loved it every single year.
It's a visual feast.
Mm-hmm. and let the bears deal with the, you know, mouth feast.
The physical feast,
The literal hunger. And
it's going to be crazy.
And the lair can deal with the thirst. Well, that's if you've got stuff that you want to donate for Northside Bazaar for the leather and treasure, that's how you can do it. Just pop into any of those venues with your stuff, Thorn Harbour Health, here at Joy, or at the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford. And the event is happening from midday to 7 on Saturday the 20th of October. If you want to know more details, just go to Northside Bazaar. .com. That simple. Now, the confusing thing would be it's literally B-I-double...
Oh, just go to the Laird website.
B-I-Z-A-R-R-E, because I used to, whenever I used to put up the photo albums on Same Same, Brett would politely text me at like 11 o'clock at night going, you spelt it wrong.
Yeah, so it's not bizarre as in the Moroccan market sort of thing. It's a bizarre as in, oh, how bizarre. So.
How bizarre.
Not that song, though. No. We've started. got me started.
Well, I can't wait to be there on the day. It's going to be absolutely awesome. We're all four of us are going to be here on the day. There'll be a whole lot of volunteers from Joy and Thorn Harbour Health, the Bears, everything. So come on down on the 20th and check it out. But do go through your drawers and get us some stuff. Hell, if you've got cookbooks, that's treasure, and we would want them.
We can't wait to see Dykes on Bikes here as well, who have a special little thing. We can't see what it is, but they have something special, which is going to be special. Awesome. Go the Dykes.
Yay for Dykes on Bikes. Well, we can't wait to find out all about it. You can check out more at the Laird website or go to northsidebazaar.com. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.